From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A senior U.S. administration official says Iran nuclear negotiators are not looking for a long-term extension to talks that had an original deadline of June 30th, but the official said there would be no surprise if negotiators missed the deadline by more than 2 days. The official said a comprehensive agreement would be staggeringly consequential for the parties involved, the Middle East, and the entire world. Earlier Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry led a delegation that met with Ia Amano, the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Some diplomats say the real deadline for finalizing an agreement is July 9th. After that point, the period of time the U.S. Congress has to review the agreement would extend from 30 to 60 days. World markets tumbled Monday in the face of the Greek debt crisis. Stocks in Asia, Germany, and France all plunged about 3% or more, while the New York Stock Exchange was down more than 1% in midday trading. The Athens Stock Exchange is closed for 6 days as Greece faces a Tuesday expiration of its bailout agreement with its international lenders. It is seeking a new $8 billion loan segment that has balked at imposing new austerity measures demanded by its creditors. One Greek worker, Vicky Paraki, took a stoic view of the country's financial plight. "We need to stay calm. We can live with stress until the situation is resolved," she said. "Why should we panic? There's no reason for that. At some point, all of this will end." This is VOA News. The man responsible for instigating an attempted coup against former Lesotho Prime Minister Thomas Thabane last August appears to have launched a wave of reprisals, prompting several political leaders to flee. Escalating political violence in Lesotho is threatening crucial trade deals at the center of the country's economy. Gillian Parker reports from Johannesburg.
Following years of political wrangling and feuds between the police and army, Lesotho was plunged into turmoil in August when Army Commander Lieutenant General Tali Kamudi led an attempted coup against then-Prime Minister Thomas Thabane. Following the coup attempt, a new seven-party coalition was elected in a snap election in February under Prime Minister Epikelitha Musasidi, who reappointed Kamudi as commander of the Lesotho Defence Force. The politics of Lesotho continue to be intertwined with infighting between the country's police force and army, since NKC African economics analyst Gary Van Staden.
I don't see a short-term solution here. The economic impact will come if there's an issue between bilateral and multilateral donors to Lesotho and what is happening in the political environment at the moment.
Gillian Parker for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Monday marks 1 year since Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the head of the Islamic State group, declared what he called an Islamic caliphate stretching across eastern Syria and northern and western Iraq, now one of the deadliest areas on earth and the focus of an international effort to combat extremists. The statement calling for Muslims to support the effort vocalized the aspirations of the Sunni militants who have beheaded hostages, conducted suicide bombings, fought Iraqi and Iranian, or rather Syrian, soldiers. One of two inmates who escaped a prison in the U.S. state of New York remained hospitalized Monday, a day after being shot and taken back into custody by police. A hospital official said late Sunday that David Sweat was in critical condition. He spent 23 days eluding authorities after breaking out of the maximum security facility along the fellow inmate Richard Matt, who died Friday after being shot by a federal agent. Officials expressed relief Sunday after the end of a massive weeks-long manhunt that involved more than 1,300 officers. Burundi is going ahead with parliamentary elections Monday despite an opposition boycott and criticism from the United Nations and African Union questioning the free and fair nature of the vote. There is heavy security presence across the capital, Bujumbura. And an unmanned U.S. rocket carrying supplies to the International Space Station exploded shortly after liftoff Sunday, sending bits and pieces of its 2,300 kilograms of cargo plunging into the Atlantic Ocean. It was the third time in 8 months that a station shipment had failed. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.